listen. All right. Yeah. What am I doing? I'm wasting. I'm spinning gold here, and I'm missing it. All right. Jamie Manis.
Oh, I'm Matthew Bay. Hi, I'm awake. I'm here.
Yeah, that's Matthew Bay over there. Early, but not like...
Not hatefully early.
Not hatefully early, like the last trip to... rather ill-fated trip to Lake Long.
It was a perfectly reasonable trip. It was an okay trip.
Yeah, I mean, I had a couple of panfish. You had that wonderful... We actually got into a thing last time where we actually chased some splashes, some fish chasing bait fish, and you know, like right out of the fisherman's textbook, Matthew got into about a 2-pounder.
It was at least 8 pounds, I think. American pounds.
Yeah.
I think that's probably like only the second time that's ever happened.
Yeah, very cool.
But yeah. This is kind of like a repeat of our sort of yearly traditional wade fishing trip to Lost Creek.
Yeah, and this is one that it's one of my favorite things we do. It's not like you catch a, well, you know, sometimes you can catch a bunch of fish, but really what it is, what I love about it is it's basically just like a swim in a creek mixed with fishing.
Yeah.
And one of the early, this never got on tape because it was pre-podcast, we used to go down to Port Aransas every summer, and we never were able to repeat this, but I think the first or second time we went down there, the whiting were really running in the surf, and you could get, if you threw a double rig, you could sometimes catch two at once.
Yeah.
And that was
just
basically...
The hit immediately. It was
super
like
gratifying.
Pumping fish
right
into you. Yeah, it was... Yeah. But the first year I was out there, I kept on throwing them back because I thought that they were undersized redfish.
Yeah, that's how ignorant I was, too.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, wow, these are all... It's like, no, they are reddish in color, but they have a little beard.
Yeah.
And I've caught a couple of small reds, but I have yet to catch a trophy bull red or even a slot red. But that is not what we're trying to catch today.
Today there's going to be no redfish.
No. Quick sidebar. My friend and bandmate and co-musician on the theme, that bouncy last podcast theme that's going to be an iPhone ringtone probably at one point and make us all millionaires, Amber Nepidol from South Dakota, she went up there recently to visit her family, and... they went to the Missouri River, which I didn't know was where it was, but they're in the Missouri River, and they ended up catching like 4 or 5 different species of fish on nightcrawlers, and she's got a really nice pregnant bass, and a couple of gar, on nightcrawlers and bobbers.
Some freshwater drum I saw, some Gasper Goo.
Is that like a Gasper Goo?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, all right.
I think usually, like up north, or at least in Wisconsin, they always called them sheep's head.
You caught those before?
I don't know if I ever caught them, but people caught them.
Wow.
And like, they were, you know, you'd always hear stories of somebody who got into the mother load of sheep's head and just kept on piling them in the boat.
That's funny how like these different portable, like perch means like 20 different species. It could just mean a small fish to some people. Or down here in Texas, it pretty much refers to the sunfish family, where to me a perch is a very specific kind of smaller fish. It's not a sunfish. It's kind of elongated and has green and
it's an actual species of fish. It's and there are some people in Texas, like when I was reading that book at the I made a special trip to the Austin History Center to read the pan fishing in Texas by Russell Tingley, I think.
Sure.
Like he basically refused to use the word perch. Like he.
Oh, that's. I'm down with that.
Yeah, he was like, perch is a real term. You can't just call anything you want perch.
Hard line in the sand.
Yeah.
But.
He actually used the word bream.
Or brim, as I would pronounce it.
Yeah.
I called crappie my whole life, and now I'm starting to say crappie because I'm, you know, it sounds like you're being disdainful. Like, look at this crappie I caught. This crappie fish.
I grew up saying crappie, and now that I read that word more often than I say it, it's like I'm definitely going towards crappie. Yeah. Just because it's like, it's hard not to say that reading it.
It really is, and another minor thing in our regional pronunciations is I say rapala for the Finnish, minnow lure, and that uses rapala.
And really, it should be rapala.
Rapala.
That's so racist. I'm sorry, people.
I've been carving these fish for generations. These lures for generations. I don't talk to my wife. And poor Sven, the lonely blonde introvert who has to carve these. They're his only friends. You know.
That and his sweater.
That and his cable knit sweater. And you know, like all Finns, he will fight for his life playing chess with death on some abandoned beach.
Those are Swedes. Everybody knows they're Swedes.
Oh, those are Swedes. Yeah. All right. Thought, you know, like, you know, Nordic people.
Sure. You know, yeah.
Now is the time for the traditional game of chess with death.
Then we'll play Twister. Classic scene in Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure. And then they play Battleship.
Oh,
that's you sunk my battleship.
Oh, that's
awesome. Let's play another game.
Oh, that's awesome. Anyway, hope everybody's had a good week, and looking forward to this one. Got a new fly rod from Cabela's, who I'm convinced that I'm sort of.
You're the reason they went out of business, Jamie.
Leading to financial ruin. It's about my third or fourth fly rod.
On that same purchase?
Yeah.
Oh my God,
and
Jamie. Have,
and each outfit is $100. And
at least help them make some money, like by buying like an assault rifle.
Yeah.
Like there's a high margin on that. There's no returns.
Or any of their like niche candies, like they have this one knockoff like Mallow cup called a Mallow Milk, which is like, it looks like the kind of thing that's at a truck stop that murders happen at. And I remember seeing a Mallow Milk for the first time. I'm like, Matthew would eat this like nobody's business. I'm gonna get one. And
I have.
And they're pretty amazing because like the marshmallow filling in them is like liquidy. Man, they're good.
Sure.
They have them at there's a candy store. I think it's called Big Top Candy down on South Lamar. I mean, South Congress, right in the middle of all that touristy nonsense.
Yeah, sure. I've been there.
Yeah, me too.
How do they stay in business? Because like it's only like $4 or whatever.
I know.
If you get like a pound of candy, and how much candy can you buy?
Man, whenever I go in there, it is jammed.
Really?
With like kids and parents. Yeah, you're always waiting.
You're probably right. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it is like
they have some of the better like options there too. Like I used to be all about Fifth Avenue bars. That was my jam.
Oh yeah.
And like you can't find them anymore except there.
Yeah. Do you remember the weird bizarro alternate universe Zero Bar?
No. In my mind, I'm picturing a wrapper that's like white and pale blue.
Yeah. Mm. It was blue and white. And all right. So, it just like.
It was just air.
And then, this doesn't sound appealing at all. It was nougat covered with white chocolate.
Oh.
It was like, we made up a lot of nougat, and we've got white chocolate. I know it's not really chocolate, okay, but you know, it's we could make something out of this. I don't know why I gave them a bad accent, but why not? yeah, that's the guys that work at the chocolate factory. Never, I think I had one once, but it was definitely a second tier, like, you know. Well, Hershey is hurt going into the third quarter, so we're putting in zero, and we're going to see how he does. Doesn't have a lot of field experience, and, you know, if, like, candy bars are playing football, that's what that would sound like. Going in. That loud, athletic, stentorian kind of voice there. I haven't had a lot of sleep, guys. I really appreciate y'all hanging with this extended intro.
You're on some fresh coffee.
Cold press, yeah.
I might actually like stop at the convenience store here, maybe, and get like a little bit of thing. Because I was kind of hungry and I hadn't really gotten anything.
Yoga. The yoga studio is so nice, they named it twice.
All right. Pause this. Are you getting, you're not getting food, are you? Or are you just getting coffee?
Just some caffeine and then maybe a breakfast doctor because we just haven't let to go.
Oh, really? What is your thing lately is beans and cheese, right?
Yeah, but you don't always see that.
What's going on?
We're going to a crate.
Yeah. I'm going to see. Yeah.
Bye, thank you. All right, we're going to 496 this morning. Smell like sunscreen, of course.
Yeah. Gotta have it. Do y'all have salsa, by the way?
We do on the first table right over there.
Oh, okay, sweet. All right. You got your mic on or no?
No.
Oh, okay, me neither. Sustenance here. Yeah. Yeah, if both of us can get into a little Lost Creek bass, I'll feel pretty good. Mm-hmm. That'd be pretty fun.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I'll show you those. Here, check these out. These, they're actually a saltwater fly. Gummy minnows. They're like these little, I mean, something like that tied in like a, you know, like a drop shot.
Yeah.
I think that would look, work really well. I mean, that really looks like what they're chasing. Yeah, and some crawfish. Yeah. Sauce this guy.
Okay, so like a chain.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, okay. The mic was on. Interesting.
Let me actually get this with my wheel against the curb so we don't come back and leave the Airbnb in the creek.
All right.
But, yeah, so... I'm going to try to water up here.
Yeah, we're looking at, what, about two hours of waiting, probably?
Yeah, probably. I've got, like, I put, like,
I think I'll be okay water-wise.
But you're bringing water with you, right?
Probably not, actually.
I think you should. I'm bringing, like, two coconut water things, and I'm going to pound this fructose-heavy caffeine thing.
I think I'll be all right, honestly. I've got that much in me.
I don't know. Do you know what's the worst thing in the world?
Mm.
Walking back from... the end of a long waiting trip after 2 hours in 100 degree heat with no water.
Yeah. I don't have a way of carrying this, though.
I'll just throw it in my bag. I got a big bag.
All right. I didn't want to impose. It's like a cichlid cruising over there.
Yeah, there's a bunch of cichlids. So a fairly decent sized bass.
Really?
Yeah.
They are also timid, though.
Mm-hmm.
They darted at it, but nothing didn't take.
Oh, that sickler's just moving on it. See his white face.
Yeah.
Ah, come on now. Oh. I've not caught a cichlid this season. I would like to catch one today.
Did you catch one last season?
You know, I don't know if I did.
I'm not sure if I did either. Because, like, this is normally when we catch them
here.
And I don't think either of us caught any last year.
No. Some sunfish and some bass. That was pretty much it. Man, look at that one over there. There's a big old cichlid cruising.
Yeah.
That casting straight, I assume you're casting straight up that dark spot.
I was, yeah.
What are you putting on there?
It's a little nymph, unweighted nymph.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. I invented it last night.
Say again?
I invented it last night.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, is it like a, it's unweighted?
What's that?
It's unweighted?
Yep. A little bit of scuzz here on the surface.
Yeah. I would have thought there'd be a little bit more current.
Yeah, after all the rain we had last week.
Yeah.
Oh, there's a turtle.
Seeing lots of sunfish cruising around.
Yeah, some cichlids here.
Yeah?
Yeah. Ah.
Hey, all right.
All right, first cichlid of the season.
Hey, all right. Matthew's got a cichlid on.
On a fly I invented last night.
Does it have any, is there anything that it looks like?
I don't know. It's just like a little black nymph.
It's a little black thing?
Yeah, it's got like, it's fuzzy all over.
Kind of buggy looking.
Yeah, I tried to get a picture of the guy, but he fell off when I was letting him air out on the water.
It's cool you got a cichlid, man. I want one. I'll feel pretty happy if I can catch a cichlid today. That's a fish I never caught before I moved here. They're not in North Carolina, to my knowledge.
No, they're only, this is like a little bit north of their normal range.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Rio Grande Valley?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've got, yeah, this nymph is, it must be like size 16, I think.
Yeah, I think I'm throwing like an 18 or something.
Yeah, I think I'm too big already. I might go to like one of my fuzzier midges.
Yeah.
There's a puppy bass right underneath your line.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I see him.
Getting a lot of nibbling, but no committing.
Yeah.
It is fun, like, just being able to, like, sight cast like this, though.
Yeah, it is. What I'm trying to do, I'm trying to work the shadows.
Ah, son of a... Why did I need to do a back cast like that, Jamie?
It's no hard, man. I'm trying to.
Oh, I got it all back, too.
Hey, all right.
What do you know? Yeah, the only serious hit I've had so far was from basically casting right in front of a moving. Ooh. In front of a moving.
Literally sight casting.
Like a flock of. I think that's the word, flock of cichlids.
Oh, yeah.
What I need to do is I need to go back into like my true. Micro fishing days when you had like flies that were size 26.
Oh man, I can't even see that.
And a 1.6 pound fluorocarbon leader.
Wow. I had my annual eye exam this year.
And they found fish that size in your eyes?
Yeah, it was the weirdest thing, swimming around the aqueous humor of my eye.
And the doctor said, well, they're really small. You don't need to worry about this. We hardly even call these fish at all.
Yeah. Yeah, she just sort of, you know, pulled out her clipboard and said, yeah, we've been seeing a lot of this lately.
common in men your age.
You've been fishing? Yeah, figured. Hey, you got one?
It's a minnow-sized bass. These are... Oh, no, poor little guy.
Oh.
No, get out. Jump, jump. Fell off immediately.
Nice.
Before I could get a picture. What the heck? This might be a trip with not many fish pictures.
It might be, yeah. So I've hooked up once. Matthew's caught two. It's slow to go, start going here, but this is pretty typical of this spot. Ah, what are you thinking?
Sentry I got hooked on?
Yeah. Oh, it's not coming off. Matthew's already got two species on the board.
So, Sam, the best thing that's happened to me all week.
God, this one nut from Texas keeps calling in and saying the same thing. I don't think that guy's been outside for 10 years.
Even this midge isn't small enough.
Really?
Yeah. They seem to like it better than the other one, though. Like, I'm getting more chasing.
Yeah, yeah. I wish that I could fall in love today, but memories of you got in the way. What's more Texas than fishing a creek and singing Ray Price? Fishing on a creek, singing Ray Price, and catching fish with a shotgun. That's probably a little more Texas.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, those fish who have shotguns, they're hard.
Yeah, shooting. Yeah. Ornery, as the saying goes.
Mm-hmm.
Come on. Come on, guys. Show me something. Oh, there we go. Ah!
What'd you put on?
I just put on my little, I've got some little green hare's ears that are probably like an 18.
Mm.
And I've got a teeny split shot in front of it,
mm-hmm.
You know, with the thinking that I'm going to, you know, get down among those bottom rooting cichlids. Yeah, after thinking about last year's trip, I was thinking, man, a lot of that, you know, those casts, especially when we were, get to our deeper wading spot, mm-hmm. Probably a lot of those casts were just sailing right over those fish's heads.
Yeah.
They just didn't care. They didn't see it, you know. I think they, you know, they... just because it's so clear and they can be so spooky, they use the bottom as cover, you know.
That's where they are, I think. That's just their
yeah.
little spot.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Right in the shadow pocket. Oh, there we are. Boom. Damn. Definitely starting to get more hits, but no hookups yet.
There we go.
All right. What you got?
Cichlid.
Hey, all right. Nice. Teeny little fly, right?
Mm-hmm. This, yeah, this is the midge.
Oh, there we go. All right. Oh, get the net. My first fish of the day is a little baby sunfish. Nice doing business with you, sir. Did you kind of catch him just out in the middle of everything?
Nope. Caught him
hard against the bank.
He was in a little feeding pod. Near shore.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Fun thing about these cichlids is, at least in my experience, they really smack it.
I don't know. These guys, they've just been like putting it in their mouth, and I have to know when to make the hit.
Yeah.
So they're being coy. Actually, it waited until the midge actually touched the bottom before slurping it up.
Is that right?
Yeah.
You mean the fish did, or you just let it sit and then started moving it?
No, I mean, it was like cueing in when it was sinking.
Oh,
but
okay.
But yeah, it waited.
Right.
Nope, that guy, he was nibbling it, but it did not stick.
Oh, there we go. All right. Can it be? Is it? Does Manus have one?
Well, another sunfish.
Ah, it's another sunfish. Crap. Hey, I like the action, but you know, I was really thinking for a minute that I had a cichlid, but no. Can we move on down?
Yeah, yeah. I did, I went out picking wild Mustang grapes by myself earlier this week.
Yeah.
To make some wine.
Yeah.
So I went down to basically a ladybird and just kind of with a bucket.
Where are they?
Pretty much everywhere.
There's oh, really?
Some near here, actually. That's why I thought about it.
I never made wine before.
I made some last year and it turned out okay.
Did it taste like wine?
It did taste like wine. The problem with the Mustang grapes is they're really, really, really sour.
Yeah. So it's kind of vinegary.
Well, it's like you just have to add lots of sugar and that kind of like changes how the wine tastes.
Right. So you basically wind up with kind of a wine cooler.
Yeah, and it's a little bit sweet if you're lucky. Otherwise, it's like I think it eventually kind of went dry just because the yeast eats up all the sugar.
Oh, really? Oh, right.
But while I was picking grapes, I am pretty sure that some millennial chick took my picture.
Yeah.
And from the way she was being cagey about it, I'm pretty sure she put it on social media.
Oh, really?
Probably to mock me.
There are so many freaks in Austin.
Don't they know food comes from stores? But yeah, it was like, I picked like 5 gallons of grapes, and I think there's probably only like maybe a bottle's worth of...
Is the yield that small?
Well, there's like a lot of pulp in the way I do it. We'll see if the pulp settles out.
Yeah.
But yeah.
So there's like multiple filtering steps, so you're basically not drinking a wine smoothie.
Yeah.
Every day I get up, I start out with a wine smoothie. Gotta take the edge off. You know what the spirulina smoothie needs? Wine. Oh, yeah. All right. I'm pretty much ready to handle complaints all day after that. Really? The application doesn't work? Yeah, people in hell want ice water.
And applications that work. So you're farsighted?
Super nearsighted, actually.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. You've got the, but you're wearing contacts most of the time.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And now I'm starting to need readers for stuff. But I was talking to my eye doctor yesterday, and I said, hey, an eye doctor once told me I had 2400 vision. Is that true? And she just looked at me and laughed, and she said, you're actually not even on that chart. You're what we call 20 and how many fingers? I said, really? It's like, you can't see the big E, right? I'm like, yeah. It's like, yeah.
You said E?
Is that what that amorphous shape is at the top of the chart? Yes. I wonder if there was ever like, two optometrists who fell in love and one of them.
No.
You didn't let me finish my rom-com premise.
Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah. All right. So it's a rom-com. It's set at an optometry school, and there's like the mean optometrist, and then our protagonist, and they're all like really like conflict averse and kind of passive aggressive. So like, the bully optometrist makes the other nearsighted optometrist read a chart that says, I-M-G-O-N-N-A-K-I-C-K, your A-S-S, and then, then he beats him up in the chair. And then, of course, there's a, kind of like a Rocky sequence, where, he trains and, does eye exercises to see a little bit better. And then he proposes to his nearly blind object of affection with an eye chart. Can you read the top line for me?
All right, let's pitch this one.
All right, what's the title? Give me some titles. Give me some titles for this rom-com about optometrists. 2020 Love.
Wow, that's a good one. Eyes on Fire? No, wait.
How many hearts am I holding up?
Hearts in my eyes.
Hearts in your eyes, yeah.
Love.
I've completed my testing of this new device called the Optolove, and what it does is allow nearsighted people to have the same courtship as regular sighted people.
Optimal optometry.
Yeah. Now that's where he works.
Oh, right, yeah, okay. Shibab, shibab.
my baby. Like a mighty long time. Boy, those cichlids are cagey. Come out with their white faces and sort of peek. All right.
King of the creek.
Oh man, look out. Hey, another cichlid. I'm loving all these cichlids, man. Now if we can just get into some bulls.
Yeah.
These are some hungry fish. Ah.
Oh yeah, some of those cichlids like in the shadows, they look like ghosts, like with their white faces.
Yeah.
Just cruising around.
Yeah, almost like a negative sheep's head. Oh, come on now. Any little pockets down there?
Yeah, it's getting deeper. Looks like some bigger fish, a little bit more murkiness.
All right, I'm gonna come down. Pretty day out here, listeners. We've got partly cloudy skies, which is nice because no matter what the calendar says in Texas, it's always 90 some degrees. Got some stained water. Ooh, something mashed it immediately. Oh. Oh. I'm gonna go ruin this.
Ruining everything, Jeremy.
So here we are at a lovely establishment, Culver's, deep in South Austin. Purveyor of probably my favorite commercially available cheeseburger. Really, really good. This is That Wasn't That Bad for this year's trip to Lost Creek. And
This is the third trip here to Lost Creek. Maybe more, actually. Seems like we've done it a bunch of times.
Maybe four times?
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, because the first time was when it was super dry. That was with Chad.
Yeah,
and then I think you and I have been about three times since then.
Yeah, okay. This sounds about right. Well, at any rate, Culver's is kind of close to Lost Creek. It also has, I'm just looking right now, flavor of the day, Oreo Overload. So, I might get some of that on the way out.
Yeah, I might have to get one of those, like, you know, a reasonably sized one. I think Oreo Overload is definitely preferable to Oreo Overlord, which is...
that doesn't go down well.
Nobody wants to live in a society run by Oreo Overlords. Yeah. That wasn't that bad. I mean, we didn't really see the bass section at the end was kind of a bust. Really see any. There just wasn't the current, and
It was a little scummy. It seemed a little shallow.
Yeah.
The puppy bass that were there didn't seem terribly interested.
They didn't care. Yeah.
Usually there's like one or two. Or like usually there's like two. Like kind of big ones.
Oh yeah,
they're just hanging out there.
Yeah,
and it wasn't that we weren't throwing the right things; they just weren't there.
No, yeah. I saw that scummy water, and I was like, "Oh man, I don't know about this."
I think it was like that last time, and we managed to make something work out.
Okay.
But I don't know; it was moving faster.
Maybe there's a little more oxygen. Yeah. I don't know, but
This was probably the most successful one that we've had ever for cichlids.
Absolutely. We both got a nice, like, I got some good pictures of some little ones in my one big one, threw that back. And, it was all just sort of salted in with a good mix of sunfish. You caught more species than me.
Wonderful.
Thank you. But, if you have any questions, for either of us,
comments,
send them to insults, notes on pronunciations, send those to ask@lastcastpodcast.com. All right, good.
Perfect.
And check out Matthew's other podcast, This Week in the Multiverse with S.G. Wilson.
really funny.
Do you have any shows coming up?
I do. The band, the country band Dead Random, we're playing, well, I don't know where we're playing yet. We're playing, it's like 3 weeks we're playing in Blanco. Then we're playing in Bastrop. Then we're playing...
Wow.
I think we're playing at Hills Cafe deep in South Austin.
Okay.
So, yeah,
I'm familiar with that.
Yeah. So we're playing, those are the three shows I know about. And that's July, August, and September. So that'll be that. And Chaos Nights is on a little bit of a hiatus right now because our drummer has been having some health issues, but he seems like he's on the mend. And hopefully. Lost Creek, I look forward to it every year.
Nice and refreshing.
I'm glad we didn't do that last part in the water because that usually sends me into a bad mood. And I'm in a pretty good mood now. So I'm like, that was the thing to do.
That's good.
Yeah. So, I guess for Last Kid's podcast, we're never going home.
Never going home.